It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The Golden Award is one of the most prestigious awards in architecture. Highest honor the American Institute of Architects can bestow. We're in conversation with Marion Clendenin Acosta, this year's Golden Award recipient by the state chapter of the American Institute of Architects, a trailblazer in Wisconsin. She was the first licensed Black female architect in the state and is project leader and associate principal at Kaler Slater Architecture Firm in Milwaukee. Marion, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well and so excited for this conversation. This evening, you are set to receive the Golden Award in Milwaukee, recognizing leaders who contribute to the advancement of architecture. What is something you're particularly proud of contributing to your profession?
I would say that I am extremely proud of the recent formation of the chapter of the Wisconsin National Organization of Minority Architects. I think that that's a very important organization that provides an umbrella of inclusion and fostering mentoring for minority architects within the state. And so I would say that that's on a professional community level, that that's an important contribution that I have been a part of within the profession.
You received your license in 2000. How could the profession become more welcoming and include greater numbers of women and people of color?
I think that it's important to have a pipeline of inclusion from the time, I think, when children are within the elementary school system, and provide that opportunity for having this profession being something as an option that's even considered. So WISCONOMA and the NOMA National Organization has been encouraging a project pipeline into to foster that opportunity so students can see themselves in this profession, and then continue it with, you know, supplementing opportunities for engagement, you know, visiting firms, having mentoring within firms, having it as an option, quite frankly, within the school system, so that it's, again, it's something that it's a natural progression to move from that elementary time through college and then into the profession.
I wonder, was it considered an option for you when you were young? How did you learn about architecture and this profession?
You know, I considered architecture as an option through a research project that I had in English when I was in high school. And it was through learning about the Mayan and Egyptian temples, and I just really appreciated the historical aspect of how architecture helped to shape the lives of the people, and the how people shaped architecture, you know, as well. And because it wasn't, you know, I grew up in the Virgin Islands, and my high school was focused on college prep, and I didn't have art classes as one of my options. I'm focused more on that, you know, college prep, and, you know, I had home economics, and so I didn't have more of an art class. But I had that as an interest. But when I went to Carroll University for my freshman year, I decided to go into business. And my first year, I was like, no, this isn't connecting. So I decided to just go for it, go for architecture. And so, yeah, and so that was the progression. And Carroll didn't have they had pre-architecture. So then I transferred to UWM, and that's where I completed, after 5 years, my degree.
You know, you're receiving this award at Milwaukee's Mitchell Park Domes, which is, you know, an architecture marvel unto itself, really significant, you know, in mid-century modern architecture. What are your thoughts on the domes?
Actually, that has a special connection for me. My mother actually grew up in Wisconsin. Her sister raised her after their mother passed away. So she came here to Wisconsin when she was five. And after she graduated from high school, She joined the army and then went back to the Virgin Islands. And on one of our trips, we came here to Wisconsin for a visit. And I remember 5, 6 years old, and we actually came to visit to the domes. So that has had, a lasting impression on me. And so even when my family comes to visit, we often would come and visit the domes.
Oh, that is really special. Fast forward to today, you work, on projects related to healthcare. What are you interested in working on healthcare facilities?
So, as part of my culture, my family, we are Rastafarian. So, as part of our creed, our prayer includes the blessings to us: the humble be fed, naked clothed, sick nourished, aged protected, and infants cared for. And so, as I worked at Kaylor Slater, I've been there for 32 years. I pretty much grew up there within the firm. And so I've worked in many of our business studios, per se, whether it was corporate or higher ed or residential. But I've worked in healthcare for over 25 years. And so because of that, that connection to me as my personal and spiritual foundation, that the sick nourished and the aged protected and infants cared for, working within healthcare was the ability to culminate all of that in my daily practice holistically.
Marian Clendenin Acosta, this year's State Golden Award honoree for her contributions to the architecture profession. And you can be part of this conversation along the way, calling in with your questions, sharing comments, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The American Institute of Architects, Wisconsin chapter, represents more than 1,600 members. Its most prestigious honor is the Golden Award. And we meet this year's recipient, Marian Clendenin Acosta, an architect in Milwaukee. You can be part of the conversation at any point. Call in with a question, add thoughts, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Marian, Ascension Columbia St. Mary's Hospital in Milwaukee is a project of yours that Wisconsinites might recognize or have been in. How do you make hospitals a more comforting environment?
So I think in order to make hospitals a comforting environment, it starts with asking and getting input from the people that will be served within the space. So when we are designing, we are not only including the practitioners and those that serve people, but we look to get input from the community as well. And sometimes the owners will have that as community engagement or surveys. And then we look to research as well. At Kaylor Slater, we have the approach that design solves and addresses the way that we provide space for people and how we can solve our clients' challenges. And so all of that information is also backed with research, data-driven, and to make sure that we are incorporating the best and information, research, data metrics into the design that we provide, whether it's making sure that there's access to nature, light, daylight, equipment, flow process, making sure there's spaces for the health providers to rejuvenate. And so all of that culminates together in providing the best service and experience for anyone within the space.
It seems like equipment and technology keeps changing in healthcare. Does that Does that impact your designs?
It does for sure. And so we are always, looking to make sure that we're coordinating with manufacturers to make sure that we're working with our engineers so that the equipments are supported with the utilities that they need. It also impacts the amount of space sometimes that's within the room, and all of that needs to be balanced with codes and guidelines to make sure that there's safety and welfare is maintained and the way the space is utilized as well.
Your firm also does projects in Maryland and Virginia and Canada, and you headed up the redevelopment of St. Thomas Elgin General Hospital in Ontario that broke ground in 2015. What are the challenges of working on a building that's in another country?
So we've had worked on projects in Canada and in Singapore as well, and so it is making sure, again, that you're connecting with the people, understanding customs as well as you're going international, and taking all of the same steps that we would do with a project here, taking that into account as well. Canada was a little interesting for me because it was some of the issues of getting across the border. That was around 2016, 17 when project was heavy on the construction. So it took quite a while for some of our members of our team to get their paperwork processed. And at that point, I was the only one that had my paperwork. So I got the, as a project manager, a lot of times I'm on the front, doing a lot of the paperwork, coordination with the client. So with that one, I was able to do a lot of the construction administration. And so that, quite frankly, when I was practicing more, that was my favorite part because that becomes, the problem solving because something's always going to happen. So it's like, how do you address issues and resolve them? And a lot of times when you're on the construction, that's your last contact with your client. So how you perform during that time makes a lasting impression.
When you're coordinating on a project with a client and you're actively problem solving, when a client wants one thing, but in your opinion, another option may be best for them, when you look at the drawings and other things, what do you do when architecture design ideas go different directions?
So that becomes a discussion, and it's all about communication. And then, sometimes it takes going down a path of showing how the it might be a return on investment. It might be how a design or the approach the client may want to take might have further implications that they may not be seeing. And so it's talking. Just full disclosure. Sometimes it's having a hard conversation. Sometimes a client will push back, and then it's continuing to have that respectful collaboration and sharing of information to come to sometimes it's a compromise, or quite frankly, if we are asked to do something that we are not in agreement with in terms of codes, we will, clients is. Will proceed based on what the client's direction is, but if it has an implication to codes, we will either write a letter to just kind of state our case and provide our recommendation, and then we go from there. It all depends on the situation.
Marian Clendenin Acosta, winner of this year's State Golden Award in Architecture, as we look at the profession. And you can join in along the way with your questions at 800-642-1234. Marian, this profession, many think of Frank Lloyd Wright, who started the Prairie Style movement in architecture. Frank Lloyd Wright Trust says Midwest architecture is often influenced by his style. Does the Prairie Style seep into your work at all?
I wouldn't say that I particularly ascribe to any one style per se. I know that and definitely respect the his influence in terms of organic architecture and connection to nature, but I don't necessarily say that when I'm working that I'm looking at design through that lens or that filter. Specifically related to Frank Lloyd Wright.
You describe your life story as a tapestry that weaves together culture, career, creativity, community. You know, what work do you enjoy outside of architecture? Where do you find inspiration?
If I was not doing architecture, I would be doing something with textiles. And so it's a really good blend of interior design. So I'm always trying to be engaged with, you know, what kind of materials are we putting into our space? Because I, you know, I truly enjoy that. I love the movement of fabric and textiles. And so at one point I was a dancer with City Ballet Theater. As a a quieter woman, I think that, you know, being able to express yourself in nonverbal ways is important. So I really connected with dance, and then just organically started doing costume designs for City Ballet Theater, and then actually quite a number of our local dance companies for UWM Dance Theater and School, and then also Kothi Dance Works and Theater Giganta. So yeah, that uplifts me. I'm actually sitting in my fabric store. If Joanne Fabrics, I'll have the mini Joanne Fabrics in my house.
I love it.
And also, I love gardening. I love to see, you know, flowers in their own natural or textiles and the beauty that brings. So those two rejuvenate me.
You live such a very full life. Marian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. And lastly, I'd like to thank Mr. John Horkey for nominating me for this award. That was quite a surprise. And so thank you to John and to AIA Wisconsin.
Marian Clendenin Acosta won this year's State Golden Award for her work in architecture. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.